easiest way to remember us is just 99.1
and 92.3
FM Talk.
Hello.
John Potter, Life and Local. I got to thank again the guests that have been on the show so far up to now for this hour. It's all open lines, 884-9910. Try to stay local, but of course, as you just heard on Fox News, a lot of interesting national news going on, too. I got to mention this. Leroy, before he left, showed me some video of the pest-fighting drones that he is purchasing to get rid of, you know, things like rats and mice and all sorts of critters. And these pest control drones, it's like watching the Navy SEALs racing into attack or the Blue Angels or something. It's like an actual Air Force attack with instead of planes, it's an army of these drones which are out there to eliminate pests. I had no idea these things were out there, but he's buying himself an Air Force. Is what I want to say. I'm John Potter. I'm not the ideal talk show host. I don't have a train of thought, in case you haven't noticed. I have 7 trains on 4 tracks, and they're going different directions while they narrowly miss each other with the conductors screaming. That's me. They call me Malfunction Junction here, but I'm happy to talk with you. 884-9910. All right, you just heard on Fox News Radio, Mike Johnson won the re-election as House Speaker after he persuaded several Republicans to reverse their votes against him. As the New York Times says this morning, the rocky vote may be a sign of divisions to come in the House. No matter how much support Mike Johnson gets, even if the vote for him was almost unanimous except for one vote, the news media is always going to focus on the division, right? They're going to be, even Fox News that we just heard was negative about this. Oh, it's a sign that there's going to be division. Here's the Associated Press. I'm reading this here. House Speaker Mike Johnson held on to his job, but there are signs of trouble ahead. Yeah, when it's Republicans you're right about, always make it negative. This is Channel 2's website. Republican Mike Johnson has narrowly won re-election to the House speakership on a dramatic first ballot vote, overcoming hard right GOP holdouts in a tense standoff. Oh my gosh, he won on the first ballot. And does our news media ever say hard left? I hear a lot of hard right, hard left. Okay, this is Channel 2 5 days ago. Trump endorses Mike Johnson despite government funding turmoil. Yes, well, you know, there's always government funding turmoil from both sides, right? Not just Mike Johnson. Channel 2, December 19th. Government shutdown at risk as Trump's demands put Mike Johnson in a bind. Relax. There's no shutdown. Things worked out. Channel 2, 20 hours ago. Mike Johnson is trying to save his job as new Congress convenes. Why all the doomsaying? You know, this is going to be the template, I'll tell you right now, for the Trump administration. From here on out, it's going to be all chaos and tense standoff and risk and turmoil. You wait. That's what the mainstream media is going to force feed us for a while. All Trump stories have to be negative, and all political stories have to be one-sided. I know. I was there. And for the new year, I'm trying not to swear on the radio. So this is it's hard for me.
Yeah, so you're standing else? By the dump button, just in case.
Well, yes, well, it's very difficult. This is why I stay away from national news. I stay away from news, period. I'm very interested and fascinated with where I live. I'm all about the local news. They don't do enough local news anywhere. TV local news, the first 2 stories local, the rest press releases, and then we go straight to D.C. I don't want to go to D.C., Okay, so let's talk local. Let me see here. I reported on this story yesterday, and I was downright surprised at what it had to say. New numbers from the state show the legal cannabis business is not doing as well as it should. The Nevada Cannabis Compliance Board reports dispensaries took in $826 million last fiscal year. And folks, that was the third consecutive yearly drop in taxable sales. What is going on? Well, they blame competition from the drug dealers. They estimate there are up to $370 million in illicit sales each year, which is up to a third of all cannabis sales statewide. A third? I mean, that's a lot high. I don't know about you. That's a lot higher than I thought. I expected it to be like a fifth of the business, right? I mean, you see dispensaries everywhere now. I have heard from friends. No, not me. When I say I'm real friends, I heard from friends that the unlicensed source, if I can put it that way, sells marijuana at a lower, more affordable price. Is that true? Again, it's just, I'm not a smoking guy here.
Yeah. A quick side note on this is at the Demonte Ranch Walmart right across the street is Relief, a cannabis dispensary. And on average, I see no less than 10 to 15 cars in that parking lot day in and day out. They're still buying the other stuff. It's just not as much as, you know.
Yeah, well, you're right, Craig. I mean, okay, $826 million in 1 year for the dispensaries that's a huge number. It's also huge how much illicit sales we have. But let me back up what you said. I drive by every day because I live near it. What used to be the Blockbuster video building on West Plum at Lakeside. There is a former Blockbuster. It's now a dispensary. And that parking lot, Blockbuster never had that many cars in a parking lot going in and out. They're doing very, very well. As for why we have a third of the business going to drug dealers, well, I heard the drugs are more affordable. Or is this a case of government control not being able to compete with commercial interests? You know, government doing what it does. Maybe this cannabis board is. You know, overinflated with too many people, and that's why the fees are so much higher, and that's why the taxes are so much higher on this marijuana, and that's why they sell less of it than the, let's say, undocumented, unlicensed dealers out there. Anyway, I don't want to crap on the marijuana parade. I know it's popular. Whatever you do, that's your business. I really don't care. It's a free country. It's a legal product. But as we see the numbers in child poverty, and as the food bank keeps telling us, all these high numbers of food insecurity, the people who worry in our state about having enough food, the food bank in Northern Nevada says they are helping 155,000 people with food needs each month in our state. I think in this area. 30% more people than 2 years ago, 70% more people than before the pandemic are food insecure and need food. And to think that people somehow took and whizzed away $826 million out of their family budgets on marijuana is just kind of staggering. My thought is that maybe you should not be allowed to complain about inflation and or they cut your welfare or stuff like that if you're buying marijuana. We are certainly going to feed your kids, but I kind of look at the numbers like these and I just wow. That's just my first impression. Immigration, CNN today. Donald Trump's, I'm reading CNN here, warning, this CNN talk. All right, CNN today. Donald Trump's siding with Elon Musk over visas for high-tech workers, the H-1B visas, is the most significant example yet of the president-elect favoring new policies in his new mega coalition over his base's anti-immigrant DNA that he twice tapped in his rise to power. First off, that's way too long of a sentence. Break it up, would you? But, okay, here we have, we're talking about these high-tech worker visas, H-1B visas, legal visas. And in there, in the first sentence, it's anti-immigrant. Trump is not against immigrants in the first place. He's against illegal immigration. But the mainstream media constantly leaves out the illegal word. And they're focusing on H-1B visas is a distraction from the actual problem, illegal immigration. And folks, it's like the Sesame Street song. One of these things, it's not like the other. The media is trying to create this impression in their news that the illegal immigrants that will be sent back are doctors and engineers. Don't take your eyes off the real issue here. The illegal immigrants need to get a one-way ticket back from whence they came, starting with the ones actively committing crime and working our way down from there. No foreign person should get a visa for a job that an American can do, especially if that foreign person is only getting hired because the employer is too greedy to pay the American wages. If there are jobs for foreigners, I would rather hand out H-1B visas to highly skilled foreigners than admit millions of unskilled non-workers that have come to this country illegally and living off welfare. As Trump said when he first ran for president, I think in his campaign kickoff speech, 2015, 2016, he says he wants the best and the brightest. And that's exactly what other countries do, like Canada. You can't move to Canada without having the credentials. I know. I tried. I really did. And I didn't have, you take a little test, and if you don't pass the test, you don't get to move to Canada. I didn't speak French. That's one of the qualifications for moving to Canada. So I was turned down. And yet I have worked with so many Canadians who just waltzed across and take jobs that Americans can do in this country. All right. That's enough of that. 884. I'll shut up now. 884-9910 is our phone number. 40 minutes to go. I'm John Potter, live and local each and every Saturday, 9 to noon, on 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk Time, 11:19.
This is where Nevada comes to hear and talk about the news in Nevada. 99.1 FM Talk.
News Time, 99.1 and 92.3.
Hello, friends. Welcome back. 11:22 is our time. I'm John Potter, live and local each and every Saturday on 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk. In the news, President-elect Donald Trump's allies are urging, today they're urging speedy confirmation of his nominees in the wake of the New Orleans terror attack for national security reasons, as the Senate is set to vote in the coming weeks on dozens of Trump picks, including several controversial to the media nominees. You know what strikes me about the nominees? They look young to me overall. Actually, everybody looks young to me right now. But honestly, no, that's the first thing that jumped out at me. I mean, Ramaswamy is 39. Elise Stefanik is 40. J.D. Vance, our new vice president, is 40. Tulsi Gabbard is 43. And I got to tell you, I'm a little encouraged by this injection of some youth. And from the standpoint of the future of the Republican Party and future years, I think starting them out now to prove themselves in the coming years, there might be more than one future president in this cabinet. You know, corporate America has moved in this direction to the detriment of us old timers locked out of TV stations, but there's new energy there. My perception is up to now that presidential cabinets and leaders in Congress with, McConnell and Feinstein and Pelosi have been a bunch of geezers, including the two that we had running for president over the last 8 to 10 years. And whatever you think of the individuals, I grudgingly appreciate the youth movement. I think we not only dismiss the capabilities of old people, which we do, we do the same with young people. In America, they don't let you do anything until you lived a long time. And when you look way back in history, there were an awful lot of people in their 20s and 30s who did astounding things. And people in their 40s, in the 40s, you're in your physical and mental prime. Why not let them do stuff? I guess there's a comfort in thinking older people have more experience. And on behalf of the older people, I'm glad we convinced you of that bull crap. Kidding. I'm at the age where it's considered rude if you pull out a bottle of ibuprofen and you don't have enough for everyone. To me, Twist and Shout has a whole new meaning. But seriously, age can bring experience and knowledge, which is tremendous and should always be valued. Youth and energy and innovation are just as important to me. And I think the combination of those two things is brilliance, competence, and capability. There's still a place for us older folks for that reason. And in my view, this is what I like to say sometimes. I forgot who originally said it. But in my view, the real game doesn't start until the fourth quarter, which means you're never out of time, and it is never too late to make a comeback. The world is run by those who show up, and it's never too late to make a good showing and a good contribution. I do admit, us older folks are the last to embrace this the new directions. So I've been purposely doing new things that I haven't done before. I mean, silly little things sometimes. I just hit upon an amazing recipe for pizza ranch dressing. Actually, it's on Reddit. People sometimes pop up there and they ask where to get or how to make the amazing ranch dressing from Pizza Plus. And somebody who worked there put up the recipes, and it's a wonderful skill to have, and I'm digging it. This, 2 Hidden Valley dry packets, half gallon of mayo, half gallon sour cream, gallon of buttermilk, 2 cups of fresh dill, quarter cup fresh garlic, and blend with an immersion blender, and then you portion it into cups and refrigerate. I think it's simpler than that. I think the folks on Reddit added some things like the sour cream, but that is social media doing what it does best. Okay, back to the nominees. Bobby Kennedy Jr. is making more news. Headline in the Free Press today reads, RFK Jr. says drug addicts need tough love. Is he right? Yes. Yeah, I think he is. Kennedy said, quote, the government has a role in actually pressuring the addict to say, we are not going to tolerate you on the street anymore. To do tough love, we're going to clean up our neighborhood, and if we can't talk you into helping yourself, you are going to prison, you are going to jail until you choose some other option. That's Bobby Kennedy Jr. What do you think of that? 884-9910. And this paper, this Free Press, just reams him for that in this article. Just the latest attack on Bobby Kennedy Jr. But, the more they criticize him, the more I find myself rallying to him. Other than COVID, I'm a pro-vaccine guy. I eat food coloring. I eat hot dogs. I'm not worried about Big Pharma and stuff like that. But he's got some perspectives. He's not an idiot. And looking into these things he does certainly wouldn't hurt. And treating him like he's some goof, I don't feel good about that. He's not a dumb man. A lot of his detractors are big people, hoping things don't change. Did anybody see the, I saw somebody posted it, some food doc that showed the story of Fanta orange soda, and they show you the American version, and it's like this bright neon orange, and then they show you a Fanta soda out of some European country, and it looks like orange juice, and they show you the ingredients. In the Europe one, it has orange juice first, and then sugar, and the American version is high fructose corn syrup, orange dye number, whatever, not much orange juice. And I kind of hope they do something about that. You know, in Canada, they color Fruit Loops with things like carrot juice and blueberries, and here we get these long chemical names. And I'm not afraid of chemicals per se, but I know we're okay eating carrots and blueberries. Why not do that here? And I think if you do, there will eventually be dividends paid off in financial health savings and better health. Like I look at young people today who are really heavy. And like I was alive in early days when we were mainly skinny. And we did not eat less. We were always ravenous. We were like kids are today. We ate the chips, right? But there's something other that seems to be going on than just, you know, they're all lazy now. I don't think that's it. There are two things that catch my attention. And if he can maybe look into these and find something out, great. And if we don't, at least we checked. But for whatever reason, Americans are overweight. And also sperm counts among American men have plummeted. And these are biological things. So what is happening that in two pretty significant areas that they've been so negatively impacted, something has changed in the environment, and whether it's plastics or food colorings or whatever it is, you know, we ought to look around, try to find it, because I think it's important. All right, I'm overdue for Fox News. I'm John Potter, live and local, 884-9910. What's your take? We'll go to your calls after Fox News and back in a few minutes on 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk time, 1132.
99.1, the FM News and Talk of Northern Nevada.
Welcome to FM News Talk, 99.1 and 92.3 FM. News, talk, truth.
Well, I lost my reading glasses. I will bet you anything that they're in the refrigerator. I know exactly where they are. That's life. It's 70. All right, we got some very nice texts. Thank you very much. One text was for Leroy, but he already left. He was our pest control expert, and somebody asking, what can he do about bears? I don't know if that goes under the umbrella of pest control, but we'll have him back on again sometime. And we're getting voicemails. What's the deal, Craig?
Well, let's play it and find out.
All right.
Avron, I know I like to talk about geopoliticals and history opposed to what really happened, but here's something local. What if the law in Nevada was you could cross the street anywhere in the state, as long as you don't interfere with traffic? But as soon as you make a car halt to a screech, then you would be jaywalking. Isn't that kind of common sense and safe? You know, like a crosswalk is like a minefield for pedestrians around here. Anyway, what do you think?
Craig, I can't tell if that's pro-vehicle or pro-pedestrian.
I believe that's pro-pedestrian. Allowing to walk walk anywhere across any street, and you know the pedestrian only gets ticketed if it causes an accident or a slamming of brakes.
Well, good. Then I agree. I only say this. I know very few people are like me. I walk an hour to work. I walk an hour here from home, and about three close calls every week, honestly. And I follow the walk light and everything, which, by the way, is difficult to do. We have too many some of the technology has got to be from the 1970s, where you push the walk button 30 seconds before it goes green where you want to go, and it doesn't come up with walk. You have to wait through another whole cycle, and I've done it. It's aggravating. But what's most aggravating are so many red light runners now, and so many people, I think, don't realize that if the vehicle is in the crosswalk when it's walk green for the walker, they're violating the law, even if they cross the striped lines there, the walkway, even if they cross it far from where you are on the other side of the street. But and I'm always, where are all the police? Where are the police cars?
Well, I found out something that you have the crosswalk, but before the crosswalk, you have an 18-inch wide line that goes left to right in front of you. That is the stop line. If you cross that, you're automatically running a red light or a stop sign. Yeah, you got to stop at or before that line, not encroach.
Right. Well, you know, in the city, doesn't make it easy. The traffic signals don't seem to connect with each other. And I run into this when I go by Wooster High School and I'm headed toward the office building here at Terminal and Plum. And there's three traffic lights on that big interchange where cars get onto 580. Three traffic lights. They don't quite work in unison. So that's frustrating, too. There's a lot of things that can be done. You drivers go through a lot of frustration. Some days you'll hit every single light red. And I just don't see how that's possible with technology.
Well, something along the same lines you're talking about here is going through a parking lot, and I'll use a Walmart parking lot as an example. Driving through in front of the store, you get people that step right out in front of you without even looking. You know, they got their kids with them. They don't even look. Yeah. They don't realize that that's private property, and technically the city traffic laws of being correct or being the pedestrian being has the right of way is not so much valid in that parking lot.
And I'll tell you, the pedestrians, don't they love wearing black?
Oh yeah, at night I've almost hit somebody the other night coming back from the office in Carson that was all black.
I ran into not literally, but I saw this kid on a motorized skateboard. And he just violated every rule there was, and he crossed over the red. He didn't even look both ways or anything. I couldn't believe it. And this was on Virginia, South Virginia Street, in black, yes, wearing all black, too. Anyway, I don't want to be nagging here. You know, that's not me, but good call. Wow, I didn't know we could air voicemails.
Yeah, well, that was Devron, and he actually texted an audio message. So you can, when you go to send a text, instead of typing a text, you can hit that little microphone or audio button and send us an audio clip.
This will open a whole new world for us, Craig.
Yeah.
Okay. And it's the same number, folks, 884-9910. All right. Back to the news. Washington Post reports this morning President Biden to block oil drilling access across 625 million acres of U.S. waters because he's too busy helping other countries over ours. And I say this because his last international trip was to Angola. The Associated Press headline on that was, "Thousands cheer Biden's arrival in Angola for his long-promised sub-Saharan Africa visit." I bet they cheered him. He brought $3 billion worth of giveaways to that area. And by the way, he is really running up the tab lately. Has anybody noticed? I mean, this week we had another $5.9 billion more for Ukraine. Just this week, and that takes the total U.S. aid to Ukraine since the war started to just, look it up, I know it's shocking, to just under $200 billion. And why not? You know, he won't have to answer for the future U.S. deficit anymore. Trump will. But this part of the last visit really got me. In Angola, it says here he brought $1 billion just to invest in Angola railroads. And when I look at the state of Amtrak here in the U.S., the most backward rail system of all first or even second world countries, I mean, I'm a huge Amtrak fan. And folks, have you ridden Amtrak lately? I follow the Amtrak fan Facebook page and what used to be like a bunch of fun-filled posts from people who love Amtrak are now usually about bathrooms not cleaned for days and unwashed windows and surly staff, which I can't really blame the staff for that because their trains are being neglected and they don't feel they're important anymore. And people who still defend Amtrak on Facebook, they blame the president and Congress for not funding Amtrak enough. And here we have Joe Biden having our tax money put $1 billion into Angola's trains. That drives me crazy. Let's go to the phone, 884-9910. Speak to Joe, is calling from Sparks. Hey, Joe, I'm glad you called. Good morning.
John, so nice to talk to you, and thanks for taking my call. You know, a guy was on earlier talking about eating 12 ounces of meat or whatever it was and gaining 5 pounds, and sometimes eating 5 pounds and not gaining as much. You know, there's a simple remedy for that. You got to stop buying your scales at the dollar store. That's probably the cause of the problem.
I should have thought of that when he said that.
You should have thought of it. You know, you talked about the referees, the female referees. There's another problem they have with the female referees. They won't tell you what you did wrong. I mean, they look at the players and say, you know what you did. And, of course, they don't. Hey, you know, this is a fact
World War II. You're like my twin out there. I love this. Now, what I said about the female refs, I said, well, we got four of them in the NFL, and the day will come we're going to have a game with all female referees. And the only thing I didn't like about it is they'll throw a flag on a player for something he did 6 months ago. But I like your line better. You're better.
You know, this is a fact about World War II that I just recently found out about. More Americans of Italian descent, I don't want to say Italian Americans, served in World War II than any other group.
I believe that too. Well, I only believe, and I wasn't around then, but all the World War II movies, there's always the stock U.S. soldiers who are Italians from New York, you know.
From New York, movies. Yeah.
But I don't know if you heard me.
I'm from Chicago myself.
All right. I don't know if you heard me earlier about that Italians in Nevada fact, which came out of nowhere. And Washoe County has the highest percentage of Italians than any other county in Nevada. Don't know why, but I kind of love it, you know?
I belonged to a great Italian organization when I was in Roseville. Mm-hmm. We did a lot. It was called CIAO, C-I-A-O, and stood for Caring Italians Assisting Others. And we did
excellent.
Such wonderful work. I was so proud of everybody. But
excellent. Anyway,
John, another thing that, you know what, I use you to gauge my age. I tell people that you look young to me. So
well,
I guess you can figure by that I'm 80 years old.
You haven't seen me lately.
No.
It's been 3 years since they took me off the TV, and I've kind of gone to pot.
That's exactly what I say to people when they say, geez, you don't look 80. I always look at them and say, did you get those glasses looked at lately? Or have you been to an eye doctor? You know, this is Christmas Eve.
Yeah.
Christmas Eve, my wife says, we're in Roseville, run to Safe Mart and get me an eggplant. Sure, dear. So I go, and I only have the one eggplant in my, and a girl comes up, short, Hispanic looking, but very pretty young lady, and she's got a plant, and she puts it down, and as the conveyor starts to move, it's going to fall, and I grab it, and it's a pretty plant, and I said to her, boy, your mom's going to love this, and she said, no, it's for my husband. I said, your husband? How old are you? Because she looked to me, really, 15, 16, 17, 18, whatever it was, and she said, well, how old do you think I am? I said, 17. She goes, no, I'm 25.
Bravo. Yeah.
And I said, geez, I missed it by 7 years. I said, how old do you think I am? She said, I think you're 50. I said, you hit it right on the head, exactly. And then I said, no, I'll tell you the truth. I'm 80, So you were off by a long way. John, I paid for her groceries. I was, and the guy behind her said, "How about me?" I said, "What do you think? I'm gay."
Oh my gosh!
Anyway,
well, you mentioned the Italian American Club. Now, when I was in Vegas for 10 years, we had the Italian American Club there. I mean, it was a great social club. What do we have in the Reno area? You being Italian, right?
I think I'm going to check into it. It's at 80. Yeah, it's kind of hard to get started on doing charity work.
Let me know next Saturday. You know, Italians are the most fun people, and the best, most fun restaurants are Italian. It's a fact. You know, it's just the jovial.
And you know, Italians are a lot like wine. I hate to interrupt you. They're all good, but just some are better than others.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. All right, old timer. Appreciate your call.
Oh, old timer. I'm not buying your groceries.
Okay, my friend. Take care, John.
Have a nice day. And have a nice weekend. And really enjoy your show, John. I tell everybody about it.
And have a happy new year. Okay, sir. Thank you. I am John Potter. One more segment to come, and the phone lines are ready for you at 884-9910. We'll be back in a few on 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk. FM News Talk time, 11:50.
All the information for the entire Northern Nevada area.
They are bringing more illegals every day.
On one radio station.
At this point, I just kind of assume every politician is dirty.
Welcome to FM News Talk 99.1 and 92.3 FM. News, talk, truth. Truth.
Where the phone number is 884-9910. We have 4 minutes left to go on the show. I do appreciate the calls, and especially we got a lot of texts. This one here says, John, you may not realize it, but our city council does not encourage police to ticket those drivers who go over the crosswalk lines. I was talking about how when I cross on the crosswalk, that cars will still turn into the crosswalk, even though they think it may be legal to do so, since I'm, you know, quite a few feet away. Once I'm in the crosswalk, you really shouldn't be crossing that, and that is illegal to do that. But I sure wish this person would call so I could find out more about is this true, and how did you find out, and why the city council would not encourage police to ticket those drivers who go over the crosswalk. Okay? All right. 884-9910 is our number. Oh, Happy New Year. I haven't said that yet this hour. New year, new diet. I've removed all the bad food from my house. And folks, it was delicious. But no New Year's resolutions for me. I kind of learned my lesson. I think it just gets you down when you look at the results of the resolutions. Usually somebody said the best thing to do is write 5 resolutions and put the list away, and then at the end of the year take the list out and see what worked and what didn't, and kind of refine it from there. Too much work.
I thought that you were going to say and make those same resolutions the next year.
Right, exactly. Well, that's the deal. By the way, you know, your health club is going to be very busy for the month of January. Just stay, you know, it's human nature. But I have very high hopes. I had a lot, you know, I had a lot of hassles in 2024. I wrapped them up. I took care of those issues. They had to do with certain government agencies. And I don't have those. I took care of them in 2024. So God willing, I hope no new issues come up for you in 2025. Craig, I think this is our year, don't you think?
We got to get it once in a while.
We're due. We're due. What did you do on New Year's Eve?
Actually, you know, I stayed home and I went to bed. I think I was in bed asleep by 10 o'clock. And one of my neighbors the next morning said, I was kept awake by the fireworks at midnight. And I go, what fireworks? I slept right through them. I was dead to the world at that point.
It's amazing. Me too. I slept right through them. And I don't live far from downtown. Of course, now the illegal fireworks. I'm amazed how many illegal fireworks go off in this area. And when I lived at Wingfield Springs, we had people shooting off all these fireworks, and those wake you up. It's not so much the downtown city celebration that is the culprit there. And dogs go crazy, but no, I'm like you. I just slept like a log. I think it was Dr. Derek's sleep formula that just knocks me out.
Yeah, once you missed the 9 o'clock East Coast fireworks show and ball drop, it was no use staying awake.
Yes, and I hate to have my sleep interrupted with my wonderful CPAP machine. It is just a joy to go to bed.
Oh, and now you've got that in your brain, so it's your brain kind of knocks it out and filters out that noise, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's a joy, I'll tell you. Yeah, CPAP. All right, well, I had fun. I don't know about you folks. I should be back, God willing, next Saturday, 9 to noon. God bless you. Here's to you, a toast to you for getting through 2024, and I hope you stay with us here at 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk. Have yourself a great weekend, and I'll talk to you next Saturday. John Potter, FM Talk News Time is 11:58. Bye-bye.